Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to Radio Islam and to the special edition of Household Express. I am Sister Amara in a bumper pack program coming your way the 17th day of Ramadan, corresponding to the English date of the 23rd of June. Well, we're going to first commence with the health segment, and Sister Saira will be joining me online from Komatipur. And the topic of discussion today is on Kulunji and all its health benefits. Thereafter, we move on to the recipe segment. And Sister Rabia Umar is my guest in the studio today, and she's also the author of many recipe books. And today, it's Eid menu recipes. Sister Rabia will be sharing with us an Eid milk drink and a beef seekh kebab recipes. And these two recipes are ideal for your Eid breakfast. So, Assalamu alaikum, Rabia. How are you?
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I am well. How are you, Amara?
Alhamdulillah. Jazakallah for joining us in the studio today.
Ameen. It's more than a pleasure.
Okay. Thereafter, it's competition time. We're giving away 1,000 rand cash as well as 8:30 recipe books. Now, more about the competition later on in the program. In the meantime, let's welcome Zaira. Assalamu alaikum, Zaira. How are you?
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, yourself?
Alhamdulillah, shukr. Ramadan halfway done already.
Gee,
inshallah, that's accept from us, yes. Topic day is some sunnah remedies which have super healing and nutritional properties. We're always talking about health food, there's healing. And Sister Zaira will tell us more about sunnah remedies. We can never underestimate the teachings of our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Therefore, we cover the sunnah foods as Muslims. Turn to the Quran and sunnah for guidance in all areas of life, which may include health and medical matters. Now, the Prophet Muhammad said, Allah did not create a disease for which he did not also create a cure. Sister Zaira, can elaborate a bit on that, please?
See, everyone at present will benefit from this program, inshallah. Everyone who are sick, who have needles, or who are well. As traditional medicine in Islam, often referred to as medicine of the Prophet, Ibn Nabawi, and Muslims often explore the medicine of the Prophet as an alternative to modern therapies or as a supplement to modern medical treatment. Today we speak on the Black Sea, the Kulunji, as a remedy that are part of Islamic tradition. However, please take note, nowadays many people are on allopathic medication, so one should always consult with a medical professional before attempting any alternative treatment. Some herbs may be harmful in certain conditions and in certain amounts. The greatest difference, of course, between the seed and a patent synthetic chemical or pharmaceutical drug is that nature made the former and men made the latter. Mm. The time, no doubt, has come for food, seeds, herbs, plants, sunlight, air, clean water to assume once again the central place in medicine, which is to say, the art and science of facilitating self-healing within the human body. The seeds of the annual flowering plant Nigella sativa, which we're speaking on today, has been tried for the healing properties since time immemorial.
Mm. Zaira, we all call it Kulunji. What are the names for black seed?
Yes, it has other names, so people do can get confused when they are purchasing this. It's frequently referred to among the English-speaking cultures as Roman coriander, black sesame, black cumin, black caraway, and onion seed. It is known today primarily as black seed, which is at the very least an accurate description of its physical appearance.
Mm. Now, is it related to our common jeera, the cumin?
No, it is not related to the common kitchen spice, nor have we been using it in our daily cooking. However, the black seed is said to help with digestion and also contains antihistamine, anti-inflammatory, antioxidant, analgesic properties, and also as a beauty aid too, and to boost the immune system. Then we look at research I found with like certain diseases and illnesses, like type 2 diabetes. Researchers have found that just 2 grams daily of black seed could result in reduced fasting blood sugar levels, along with decreased insulin resistance and increased better cell function in the pancreas. Then we move on to epilepsy. It's been published in the Medical Science Monitor that one study found black seed to be effective at reducing the frequency of seizures in children who resisted conventional treatment. black seed indeed has anticonvulsive properties. Colon cancer, colon problems also very common. In cell studies, black seed has been found to have anti-cancer properties, inhibiting the growth of colon cancer cells specifically. In one animal study, the seed was able to fight colon cancer in rats successfully with no observable side effects. The same can't be said for conventional cancer treatment. Then there's something called MRSA, the deadly and antibiotic-resistant bacterial infection known commonly as MRSA, responded favorably to treatment with black seed in a study from the University of Health Science in Lahore in Pakistan. Then for health, heart attack damage, an extract from black seed has been shown to possess heart protective qualities, dampening damages associated with heart attacks and boosting overall heart health. Then we move on to breast cancer. A few studies have linked a thymoquinone extract from Nigella sativa to reduce breast cancer tumor growth and increase apoptosis, that is cell death in breast cancer cells. Brain cancer, a study published in one online journal indicates thymoquinone from black seed can induce cell death in glioblastoma, one of the most aggressive brain tumors of all. Then leukemia, as it's been shown to do with other types of cancer, black seed compound has also been shown to induce apoptosis in leukemia cells. Brain damage from lead, a study published in Experimental and Toxicology Pathology indicates black seed is able to dampen and reverse damage to the brain caused by lead toxicity. Oral cancer, research indicates thymoquinone from Nigella sativa is able to induce cell apoptosis in oral cancer cells. These benefits of Nigella sativa are truly only the tip of the iceberg. Mounting scientific evidence indicates that this seed is a powerful healer, but this has already been taught to us by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Indeed. Now we shouldn't be surprised then to hear all this, as our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, has said it is a cure for all diseases except death. Yet we seek aid from other means. Is there any recommended ways of taking black seed? That's a kulunji, Zaira.
There are a few things to keep in mind when taking the black seed or the kulunji. Using more black seed does not heal the person faster. Beware of companies selling the black seed that suggests large quantities and if using the whole seed. They need to be low heated first. The seeds have a harsh taste if you just have it on your own, and it can burn your stomach. So you need to heat them up slightly. Place the seeds on low heat and stir them every few seconds. Taste the seeds to see when the flavor becomes very bland. And after the tartness is removed, take the pan from the heat, grind what is needed in a coffee grinder, and place in vegetarian capsules. This is what I found after reading up quite a bit on the black seed and how to use it.
Assalamu alaikum. Sister Zaira, this is Rabia Umar. I'd just like to ask you one question regarding the black seed. Unanitib has a capsule that they have made. Would you recommend that one? Do you think that one is safe to use?
I cannot say which one in particular to use, but you've got to do your research. And
it's made by BTAP Pharmaceuticals, so it's easily available at most of the pharmacies. The dosage that it does say is one capsule two times a day that consists of 250 milligrams of the Nigella sativa. So while we're on this topic, I have been quite impressed as well with the benefits of kulunji. And as we all know, it is also known as habbatu soda. And as you've mentioned as well, taking the seeds on its own can be really harsh. So I have bought some of these capsules. And since we are on the topic, I thought I might as well ask you if you have any knowledge of this capsule.
I have no knowledge of the companies that make the product.
Okay.
Or bring forward the product, but we can always look at the benefits of them and take what's closest to you, what you think is good enough, or you can do some research. You can contact the company and ask them, are they roasting it, or if they can give you some advice.
Okay, Jazakallah for that bit of advice. Inshallah, I will do a bit more research on it then.
Zara, you may continue.
For general health and well-being, we take 1 teaspoon of honey, 1 spoon of black seed, mixed every day, or you use, let's definitely for an adult, for a child, you can always give them a lesser dose. It's like you take it in an empty stomach, or 1/2 spoon of the oil mixed with honey before your breakfast. If you're suffering with gas problems like many do in the month of Ramadan, take a teaspoon of the black seeds mixed with 1 teaspoon of honey before meals. If you're having nose and throat inflammation, common at the moment, take 1 half teaspoon of the oil with some lemon juice, and you can also make a vapor with some oil and the boiling water, and you inhale the fumes. As always, be careful not to take a large amount of laxatives, as it can be toxic in amounts exceeding 25 grams. Follow the recommended dosage and always use the best quality seeds that you can find. And the most expensive does not mean it's the best seeds, nor do the cheapest seeds mean that they are the worst of seeds. Remember to take the black seeds every day for well-being, and then if a disease strikes, a small amount of black seed will suffice, inshallah.
Yes. Zara, couldn't you work as a beauty aid?
It does work as a beauty aid. Yeah, people are using it, taking it internally or over a short period of time. They find that it works for the hair, the fingernails. They strengthen, they are strengthened, they have more luster. And they're also using it for beauty, for treating your skin conditions such as psoriasis and eczema.
Mm.
You can apply it, or you can even have it internally.
Okay, yes.
It's also good for burns, skin infections, and joint pains. It also seems to make wrinkles vanish, moisturize the skin also.
Okay, yes. Now, they say black cumin seeds mixed with honey and garlic are excellent for tonics for people with asthma or coughs, as well as those who want to enhance the immunity during cold and flu season or when an infection is setting in. How can one take it, you know, when you've got the cold and the flu? I know Ravi just spoke to us earlier on, and she said she can't get rid of the flu.
She can't get rid of the flu. She needs to have that, half a teaspoon at iftar time with honey, half a teaspoon before she sleeps, and half a teaspoon the whole time.
Okay.
Lots of water, and if she's got faith in this alone, I don't need to tell her vitamin C or vitamin D3 or anything else.
Okay. What about the Kulinji oil, Zaira?
I actually use the Kulinji oil instead of the seeds, because I have been having the seeds and I have been finding it very pungent until I came across what I mentioned about roasting it on low heat. So I think I need to do that. But the Kulinji oil you get, I've been having that half a teaspoon with 1 teaspoon of honey.
Okay. And then again, some people use such mixtures on burns or skin infections. Some just use these creams to feel good, moisturize the skin, relieve joint or pain, or make wrinkles vanish. But there's another remedy you actually got, Sarah. Share that with us.
You can combine vinegar and oil. In this case, to mix 1 cup of black cumin seeds in organic apple cider vinegar. Let it sit for a few days or 2 weeks. Then strain the mixture, first through a conventional strainer, then through a finer filter like a cheesecloth or chemical-free coffee filter. Mix the remainder with equal parts black cumin vinegar and black cumin oil. Heat this for a few minutes and then you put into a mason jar and you refrigerate. Then you apply this to problem skin such as acne, or you can have 1 tablespoon before meals for flatulence and digestive problems.
So, jazakallah khair for a lovely program, very informative. Again, I've learned so much about Kulinji, black seed, yes. And inshallah, we'll chat to you next week again.
Inshallah.
Inshallah. Jazakallah, Zaira. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Well, it was Sister Zaira Muhammad. She's also a health researcher. And the topic we discussed today was on Kulinji. It's also a sunnah practice. And also much use by Wallabi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's go for a short break when we come back, the recipe segment. And Sister Rabia Umar will be, we're going to be chatting about what she has made in Ramadan, her specialities, and also some lovely recipes coming up. We've got an Eid milk drink and a beef sea kebab recipe. It's ideal for your Eid menu, and that's for your Eid breakfast. So stay tuned. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome back. We go on to the recipe segment, and Sister Rabia Umar is my guest in the studio. Rabia, assalamu alaikum and welcome back.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Yes, Rabia is an author of recipe books, also an expert cook. What types of different meals did you create this Ramadan?
At the moment, I have been experimenting with Middle Eastern cuisine. I've introduced them into my menu. They have been appreciated by my family, and I would still like to go deeper to explore this cuisine. There's quite a lot of delicious recipes. Most of you might have heard of them, like sfiha, Yemeni burik, mutabak, lahmacun, etc. Lahmacun is similar to our pizzas, also known as a Turkish pizza. These recipes usually consist of lamb mince meat.
Mm.
So we don't usually substitute them with the chicken or steak. They are complete with the lamb mince meat.
All right. Rabia, what are some of your specialty dishes?
My family appreciates Haleem on a daily basis and a variety of savouries too. I've not made too many rice dishes or curries since the kids have not been asking for much of that. So it's been the usual Haleem every day and different kinds of savouries.
Mm-hmm, yes. Rather, let's talk about your Eid menu. Is it the same every year or do you change it around?
It is quite similar every year. We usually do mostly, you know, the same things every year. We just change it around year and year a little bit.
Okay. So what is your breakfast, lunch and supper menu for Eid?
We usually start off with the Eid milk drink, fried samosas, and for those that want their tea, they usually have their tea followed by, you know, the biscuits and the sweetmeats, etc. Thereafter, for lunch, we have a biryani of choice. Sometimes it's lamb biryani or chicken biryani, or a lot of times we even do prawn biryani.
Mm.
And when we do prawn biryani, then we do two kinds of biryani, like chicken and prawn biryani. Because the kids don't like seafood in my house. They're just anti-seafood. Supper consists of kebabs. Every year we make one type of kebab. Roast chicken with corn and French fries. And sometimes I do steak as well.
All right, lovely. So that sounds really interesting, Rabia. Okay. Now, Rabia, you also have your own little mitai sweet meat making business. You take orders for weddings and functions and Eid.
Gee, I do.
Yes, is mitai easier to make in winter or in summer?
Honestly, I've never really pondered over that. However, now that you've asked me, I would say that mitais are easier to handle in winter than in summer. The preparation stays exactly the same, but in summer the ghee gets a bit too soft and it melts quickly, so it becomes a bit difficult to mold it. Whereas in winter, it's a lot more easier to handle.
It sets quickly, like your maga chapati.
Yes, easier to handle, has a longer shelf life without refrigeration.
Oh, yes, indeed.
In summer, unfortunately, most of the mitais do need refrigeration, especially now with our spiking temperatures here in South Africa.
Yes, yes, indeed, yes. And Rabia, well, you're going to share with us two recipes.
Yes.
And just before you share with us the recipes, you're also on Instagram. Share with us your Instagram account.
author_Rabia Umar.
Okay. And if anybody wants to contact you for ideas on mitai or Eid menu.
Okay, I'll give them both my landline and my cell phone number. My landline number is 011-854-2764. My cell phone number is 083-572-4905. Please bear in mind that I'm closing orders by Monday, inshallah. I will not be taking any mitai orders thereafter. So if any one of you is interested, please do give me a call before that.
Okay. Rabia, let's go to the Eid milk drink for breakfast, that recipe. I hope all the listeners got their pens and papers ready to jot down these lovely recipes.
Yeah, there's a lot of variations for Eid milk, but this is how I usually make it. It's 1 liter of full cream milk, 1 liter of full cream milk, 2 tablespoons of vermicelli. I like to use the sunshine vermicelli. It's 2 tablespoons of vermicelli, 2 tablespoons of ground almonds. 2 tablespoons of ground almonds, 2 tablespoons of ground pistachios, 2 tablespoons of ground pistachios, 2 tablespoons of finely sliced almonds. If you like the milk but crunchy, you can add a bit more almonds of the sliced one, and if you don't, you can always omit that. Condensed milk to sweeten. Condensed milk to sweeten. 1/4 teaspoon cardamom or ilachi powder. 1/4 teaspoon cardamom or ilachi powder. You can add charoli as well. It all depends on you. If you don't want to add the ground almonds and pistachios, you can always substitute for the sliced one. And a lot of people like to put in freshly grated coconut as well.
Mm-hmm.
Put all ingredients together in a pot. Put all ingredients together in a pot. Bring to boil. Please make sure that you have a heavy based bottomed pot, because it scorches milk, scorches very easily, and then you're going to be sitting with scorched milk. Bring to boil. Lower heat and allow to boil or simmer for about half an hour. So let it boil slowly for about half an hour. This helps to get the milk a bit thick.
Mm-hmm.
Keep stirring at intervals to prevent it from burning. Please make sure that you do keep stirring at intervals to prevent it from burning. Serve hot or cold.
Mm-hmm. And this is a must-have on every breakfast table on each day.
Definitely. I feel it is incomplete without it.
Yes. So let's repeat the recipe again. It's 1 liter full cream milk. Then it's 2 tablespoons vermicelli, 2 tablespoons ground almonds, 2 tablespoons ground pistachios, 2 tablespoons finely sliced almonds, condensed milk to sweeten, then 1/4 teaspoon cardamom powder, that's your ilachi powder. You can add charoli as well. You put all ingredients together in a pot, bring to boil, lower heat and allow to boil or simmer for about half an hour. Keep stirring at intervals to prevent scorching and serve hot or cold. And the recipes are up on our website. You can go on to radioislam.co.za. If you don't have access to the internet, call Stefa is on 011-854-7022 and she will gladly assist you. Rabbi, let's go to the next recipe. It's a beef seek kebab recipe and it's ideal for your eat breakfast or even supper as well.
Exactly. Okay, for that you will need 1 kilo of beef mince, 1 kilo of beef mince, 2 teaspoons of ground green chilies. That's for a moderate flavor. If you want to add more, that's entirely up to you. 1.5 teaspoons of salt. 1.5 teaspoons of salt. 2 medium onions, food processed. 2 medium onions, food processed. 1 teaspoon of ginger paste. 1 teaspoon of garlic paste. 1/2 teaspoon of ground jiru, cumin powder. 1/2 teaspoon of ground jiru, also known as cumin powder. 1 teaspoon of garam masala. 1 teaspoon of garam masala. 1/4 teaspoon of nutmeg powder. Nutmeg is regarded as a secret ingredient usually in kebabs. A lot of people don't add it, but it is known to be the secret ingredient in a Sikh kebab.
Okay, lovely.
1/4 teaspoon of nutmeg powder. 1/4 cup of chopped mint leaves. 1/4 cup of chopped mint leaves. 2 tablespoons of chana flour or gram flour. 2 tablespoons of chana flour or gram flour. This helps to bind the mince. A lot of times we're getting mince, the store-bought, that is quite fatty.
Mm-hmm.
So chana flour helps to bind the mince so they don't break easily.
Break,
you know,
okay.
A lot of times when you put it on the barbecue, on the, you know, onto the seek,
yes,
what happens is when you put it over the heat,
it
because
breaks.
Of the excess fat in the mince, they kind of break off.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've ever had,
yes,
that experience.
Mm-hmm.
So the chana flour is there to bind it.
Bind it, okay, lovely.
And 1/2 teaspoon of turmeric powder. 1/2 teaspoon of turmeric powder. For the method, wash mince and squeeze out excess water. Wash mince and squeeze out excess water. Squeeze out the water from the processed onions as well. We wouldn't want the mince to get too soft, you know, so it becomes difficult to handle and difficult to mold.
Mm-hmm.
So squeeze out the water from the onions as well. add together with the rest of the ingredients to mince. Mix well. Give it a spin in the food processor or Magimix. Form into kebabs. You can fry it, grill it, or braai it.
Yes, this is a lovely different sea kebab recipe. Now, I won't be able to repeat it again, but it is on our website, yes. As you need to go for a break now, and when we come back, it's competition time, yes. So, are you ready for your own cooking quiz? The first prize is 1,000 rand cash. To the first caller that answers all five correct answers from the quiz that I've prepared. And then if that prize is given away, then we've also got recipe books to give away. It's the 8:30 recipe books, kindly sponsored by Sister Zaira Mohammed, which we spoke to earlier on. And all you have to do is, I will tell you more about the recipe book giveaway later on in the program. In the meantime, you can start dialing for the quiz, 011-854-1548. Our lines are open. Please leave your contact details and your name with the engineer. And also, please keep your radios down when you come on air. Stay tuned.
You are tuned to Household Express on Radio Islam International.
Yes, welcome back. It's competition time. Are you ready for your own cooking quiz? The first prize is 1,000 rand cash. The first caller that calls in and answers all five questions correctly. If the first caller does not answer all five questions correctly, then you move on to the next caller. And if the 1,000 rand prize is won already, then thereafter we still continue taking callers, and we're giving away 8:30 books. So I'm going to take your calls, and then you can share with me fond memories of your Ramadan meals. So you need to actually share with me fond memories of your Ramadan meals once the 1,000 rand cash prize is won. So let's go to our first caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam.
Sister, how are you?
Alhamdulillah.
And you're calling us from?
Lanesia.
From Lanesia. Okay, are you ready for the quiz?
Si.
Okay, let's go. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This tool is used to remove the biscuits from the baking sheet. Is it a spoon, a spatula, or a fork?
A spatula.
Yes, sister, well done, mashallah. Let's go to the next question. Chiffon and marble are types of what? Breads, cakes, or rice?
Cakes.
Oh, well done, mashallah. I can see Rabia smiling. Eating before sleeping is healthy or unhealthy?
Unhealthy.
Oh, well done, mashallah. Let's go to question 4. Bubur is a traditional milk drink served in the Cape on the 17th, 21st, or the 15th of Ramadan?
The 17th.
Oh, sister. Well, oh, you've got it wrong, sister. It's actually served on the 15th of Ramadan. Anyway, you can try again. Jazakallah for calling. Let's go on to our next caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Sister, how are you?
Alhamdulillah.
And you're calling us from?
Pumaranga.
Okay, sister, welcome to the program. Are you ready for the quiz?
Inshallah.
Okay, inshallah, you get a 1,000 rand prize. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Which vegetable can make your eyes water when it is cut? Potatoes, carrots, or onions?
Onions.
Okay, well done. Sister, spell fenugreek for me.
F-E-N-U-G-R-E-E-K.
Oh, well done, mashallah, sister. Next question. What type of food can be served scrambled, pouched, or sunny side up?
Eggs.
Oh, well done, sister. Question 4. This sweet is made from deep-fried thick sugar, syrup shaped into a large pretzel-like shape, usually orange in color. What is it? Barfi, laddu, or jalebi? Oh, well done, sister. If you get the 5th question correctly, you've won yourself 1,000 rand. So keep your fingers crossed.
I'm all excited for her.
Okay. All right. Which of these is Indian equivalent to ice cream? Barfi, kulfi, or rasmalai?
Rasmalai. Barfi.
No, sister. Oh, you were just one question away.
It's kulfi.
It's actually kulfi. But anyway, thanks for trying. You can try again next time. Jazakallah for calling. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam.
Shoo. That was really close. All right. Let's go to our next caller.
I think your first question is a tricky one.
We have to put a tricky one in
there. Exactly.
That,
yeah. I mean, definitely. Why not? That's really interesting.
Okay. Let's go to the next caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Sister, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, and how are you all?
Alhamdulillah, you're calling us from?
From Durban.
From Durban, sister. Okay, are you ready for the quiz?
I'll try to, inshallah.
Okay, inshallah, let's go. Bismillah. First question, what is a sweet substance made by bees?
Honey.
Oh, well done. Spell the word basmati.
B-A-S-M-A-T-I.
Correct, sister. Next question, what is the English name for adrak? Ginger, coriander, or pepper?
Adrak is ginger.
Yes, sister. Well done, mashallah. Next question. What spice imparts a yellow color to Indian cuisine? Pepper, dhania, or turmeric?
Turmeric.
Yes, sister. Well done. If you get the final question correct, you've won yourself ₹1,000 cash.
Sure.
So here we go. What is gobi known as in English? Cucumber, cauliflower, or cabbage?
Gobi.
Yes.
G-O-R-B-I. Known as in English.
Mm.
What are the options?
Cucumber, cauliflower, or cabbage?
This is a hard one. Cucumber.
Come on, it's not that hard.
Cauliflower, or cabbage?
Mm.
What language is gobi actually?
Indian, Hindi.
Hindi. Gobi is in Hindi.
Okay.
You can take a chance to start counting up to five.
Okay. Gobi is...
1, 2, 3...
Cauliflower.
Yes, sister. Well done. Well done. Mashallah. You've really got a guess, man.
Wow.
Alhamdulillah. Mashallah.
Mashallah. Well done.
1,000.
Congratulations.
Yes, sister.
Thank you, Allah. Thank you, Allah.
Thank you. Sister, inshallah, you deserve it, sister. And well done, mashallah. Please leave your name and contact details for the engineer. I will contact you after the program. And leave your... Do you have a mobile?
I do, Jean.
Yes, please leave all your contact numbers with the engineer and I will contact you after the program. But once again, mashallah, well done.
Jazakallah khair for an excellent show. It's so informative. May Allah reward you all who put it together and who present it.
Amen.
Jazakallah, amen, amen. Jazakallah, sister. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Sure, that was very close, Rabia.
She did well.
She did very well indeed. Yes. Okay, we still got callers we're going to take and we're going to give away at least, let's see how many, about 2 or 3 recipe books to give away. And whoever calls in and shares with us fond memories of your Ramadan meals can actually go away with a 8:30 recipe book. So let's take our call online. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Okay. Well, if you want to actually win yourself a 8:30 recipe book sponsored by Sister Zaida Mohammed, all you have to do is just call in and tell us fond memories of your Ramadan meals. So our lines are open, 011-854-1548. Okay, let's go for a quick break. Let's see if the engineer can take any more callers. Then we'll go back online. Stay tuned.
حياة جئنا تبصرة عن كل ضلال أعددنا بضع رسالات تحمل نورا للأجيال معنا نهج حياة جئنا تبصرة عن كل ضلال أعددنا بضع رسالات تحمل نورا للأجيال
ولكي لا ننطفئ هلموا كي نحيي فينا الآمال نزرع قيما نمحي جهلا لجنة نسعى برضا
ولكي لا ننطفئ هلموا
كي نحيي
We've got got still time. I managed to take about 2 callers, and we're going to give away 8:30 recipe books. And all you have to do is just share with us fond memories of your Ramadan meals. Raja, what's fond memories of your Ramadan meals?
Memories in which way?
Maybe from your childhood.
Childhood. There were certain savouries that I used to love, and the day mom made them, it was like, oh, I couldn't wait for iftari. You know, the clock will just tick away, and I'll just wait to get into that kitchen and eat them. And you know, as a child, I don't know about you, but you know, we have this craving like, oh, did she just make that much? I don't think that's going to be enough. I'm going to eat that up by myself.
Mm-hmm.
So those were the things. And mom used to make a lot of savouries that I used to love. So a lot of times when I was in school, and if I came home and I knew she made something that I liked, it would be better for me not to know. Because if I got to know it, it was like difficult to pull through with the roza.
Mm-hmm.
That is, I think, one of my fondest memories of Ramadan, getting together, getting together with our family, going to my granny's place and all doing iftar together. During those times, it was very different to our time.
Yes.
You know, especially iftar time, the masjids were close to us. We'd actually stand outside and listen for azan. And nowadays, everything is through decoder, and there's very few places where you'd be lucky enough to be able to hear the azan yourself. So those memories, I don't think our children can compare their Ramadan to the Ramadans that we had.
Mm-hmm.
And although we used to have so much of work, our moms were always busy preparing and that. There was always free time. In today's time, I don't know, there's no free time.
There isn't, this too. You know, we always say that days are short, but there's no time, there's no barakat.
There's no barakat in time.
But one thing I can tell you, there's definitely lots of barakat in the month of Ramadan. Barakat in food, in washing, in your laundry, in your dishes, in everything.
I wouldn't barakat. Complain about the other things, but I have noticed my fridge is stocked up in Ramadan. And it's 2 days after Eid, and you're thinking to yourself, like, what happened to all that food from the fridge?
Yes, it's true, yes. Mm. Let's take our 2 callers. On. We're only going to manage to take 2 callers, and we have to actually wrap up today's program. So it's the first caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalam.
How are you, sister?
Alhamdulillah.
And you're calling us from?
Binauni.
From Binauni, sister. Okay. Share with us fond memories of your Ramadan meals.
The most fond memory I've got of Ramadan meals is my father's halib.
Mm-hmm.
It was always his passion. Although he was diabetic, it was always his passion to feed people.
Yes.
And no matter what the weather was, or he would always be the first one that would wake up in the morning in Ramadan, and he would be the one that would set out the fire and put up the halim just so that he could get it on in time to send it to all the neighbors so that everyone else could enjoy it.
Okay.
And that's become such a part of our everyday iftar meal that till now, although he's around anymore, but every time we have it, it's like he's always there with us. His memories are always there.
Jannat also those Ameen, sister. Yes, Ameen. Indeed. Sister, please leave your contact details with the engineer, as you've won yourself a 8:30 recipe book. MashaAllah and congratulations.
Jazakallah,
sister. Let's take our last caller online. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
Sister, how are you?
Alhamdulillah.
And you're calling us from?
I'm talking on behalf of my ummi.
Yes.
And she said that in 2014 she went to Malaysia for Jamaat, and she's a person that likes rice. And for Syrian iftar, they used to serve rice.
Mm-hmm.
So it was her best Ramadan.
Okay, lovely sister. Jazakallah for calling in. Leave your name and contact details for the engineer, and I will contact you after the program. And you've won yourself, for your mommy as well, a 8:30 recipe book. Jazakallah. Well, we've come to the end of a lovely program. The 1,000 Rand cash prize was sponsored by Sister Karima Isaacs. She's actually from Dubai, born in South Africa, and she's also the author of the Cape Malay Kitchen Cookbook. And Sister Zaida has sponsored the 8:30 recipe books. Well, we've just got authors on the program today, and I must bid farewell to Sister Raghav. She's also the author of many recipe books. You've got Taste of Heaven, Selection of Exquisite Delights. Which other ones are there?
Treasures from Asia.
Yes, indeed. So, Jazakallah for coming on air and sharing those lovely recipes.
Ameen.
And wish you the best of the month of Ramadan. And Eid Mubarak to you.
Eid Mubarak to all your listeners out there as well. Remember us in your du'as, and inshallah, I hope to speak to you again soon. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. wabarakatuh.
From Myanmar, Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.